Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, January 17th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
you may get a loose end. We're tying up that loose end as we speak.
Israeli cabinet meets to discuss Gaza ceasefire deal and Gardaí crackdown on phone use while driving. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Israel and Hamas have officially signed a ceasefire deal after overcoming last-minute delays. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his security cabinet will meet later today, followed by the wider government to ratify the agreement. It's due to come into effect on Sunday, but some ministers have threatened to resign if it goes ahead, saying it's a reward for Hamas. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he isn't surprised by the challenges.
I am confident and I fully expect that implementation will begin, as we said, on Sunday. It's not exactly surprising that in a negotiation that has been this challenging and this fraught, you may get a loose end.
The Irish Red Cross is planning to ramp up humanitarian aid to Gaza in the coming weeks as the ceasefire takes effect. Before the conflict, 500 aid trucks entered Gaza every day. Since May of last year, the Palestinian Red Crescent received fewer than 100 trucks a day. Irish Red Cross Secretary General Deirdre Garvey says people in Gaza are dying of hunger, cold and diseases because they're not getting the aid they need.
The complete scarcity of warm clothes, sleeping blankets, mattresses and everything else that people need to survive winter, including an energy source like clay ovens for warmth and cooking, for example. These are the immediate things that are needed.
Gardaí are questioning five men after an alleged effort to bring drugs, reportedly worth up to €100 million, into the country. It's believed they were transferred from a large vessel to a smaller boat off the Kerry coast on Monday. Cliona O'Dwyer reports.
Gardaí suspect the drugs were being routed through this country from South America to be transported into mainland Europe and are no longer in the Irish jurisdiction. They think a gang moved a substantial amount of drugs off a large vessel to a smaller boat at a stretch of water off the Kerry coast early last Monday morning. They don't believe the larger vessel was aware of the movement of the drugs and continued on a scheduled sailing path. Four of the men, aged 30, 31, 39 and 45, were arrested at Minogahan, County Kerry, in the early hours of last Monday and are being held at Garda stations in the county. The fifth man, a 28-year-old, was detained on board a cargo ship sailing on the Shannon Estuary on Wednesday and he's being held at a Garda station in County Clare. A number of boats were searched but it's understood no drugs were found.
The country is a step closer to meeting its climate action plan targets. An Bord Pleanála has approved 10 new wind energy farms. This will make up 42% of the amount needed to keep the 2030 targets on track. Wind Energy Ireland Chief Executive Noel Cunniff says there still aren't enough projects being given the green light.
Irish people want clean energy, they want affordable energy, they want secure energy. And to be able to deliver that, we need more wind energy delivered. And we are simply not getting enough projects through our system to reach our 2030 targets on time.
Gardaí caught 266 drivers using their phone while driving during a 24-hour crackdown. The detection during the National Day of Action showed a fourfold increase in the number of people using their phones while behind the wheel. Alan Cantwell has more.
The figures are based on incidents which occurred over a 24-hour period from the 15th to the 16th of January inclusive. Already this year, 762 motorists have received fixed penalty notices resulting in a €120 fine and 3 penalty points on their licence. The daily average detected using their phone while driving during 2024 was 60. More than 21,500 drivers received penalty notices last year, having been detected using their phone while behind the wheel. They are warning that driving while on your phone distracts you and takes both your eyes and your full attention away from the road. They say it's highly dangerous and potentially life-threatening for you and other road users. Their advice is simple and easy. Just don't do it.
And in sport, in soccer, Manchester United came from a goal down to beat Southampton 3-1 at home in the Premier League last night. Amad Diallo's late hat-trick ended a run of three consecutive defeats at Old Trafford for Ruben Amorim's side. The United manager says he wasn't concerned, despite the fact his team were behind, until the 82nd minute.
I think it's not panic. In the first half, we were too late to every ball, and we tried to press a little bit high, and we suffered with that.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.